Let's meet a few of the birds along the main trail. Gambel's quail. Keep an eye on the ground, and you might spot a group of gambel's quail scurrying by. These charming birds travel in tight-knit families called coveys. Both males and females sport those distinctive topknot feathers. In spring, they raise broods of up to 12 tiny chicks, each one about the size of a walnut when hatched. While they're usually found on the ground, they can burst into flight in a dramatic flurry when startled. Mourning dove. You'll likely notice many of the gentle mourning doves. With soft gray feathers and black speckles, they're some of the most common birds here. They might be perched quietly just a few feet away. Despite their calm demeanor, they're busy eaters, consuming up to a fifth of their body weight in seeds each day. White-winged dove. Now look up toward the towering saguaros. If you see a soft gray bird with a bright white stripe on the edge of its wings, you've found a white-winged dove. These birds time their migration perfectly with the blooming of saguaro flowers. In early summer, you're almost guaranteed to see one dove per cactus. Since they feast on nectar and fruit, they also help plant the next generation of saguaros when fruit seeds fall from their mouth to the ground as they feed their young. Their call is a raspy "who" sound in the rhythm of "who cooks for you." Greater Roadrunner. Greater roadrunners are long-legged birds that can sprint up to 40 miles per hour. They're usually seen on the ground, hunting for lizards and many other things, including scorpions. Listen for a rapid clattering sound. That's their beak during mating season. Another sound you'll hear during mating season is a low-pitched, six-note coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo call. Look for roadrunner footprints that look like an X. Two toes forward and two toes backward. Gila woodpecker. Look up at saguaros and in trees and you'll see Gila woodpeckers. These tan birds with bold black and white patterns on their back and wings are expert builders, carving out homes in saguaros. Holes you see in saguaros were created by woodpeckers. Once they move out, other birds eagerly move in. Look for the male birds who appear to wear red caps. Gilded flicker. As you move through the garden, look up at the saguaros for the gilded flicker, our largest woodpecker. You may spot one clinging to a cactus, chiseling out a nesting cavity high near the top. If you catch a glimpse of its face, notice that only the male has a small red mustache. When it takes flight, watch for a flash of bright yellow under its wings and tail. Unlike most woodpeckers, this species spends much of its time on the ground, where it feeds mainly on ants. Gilded flickers are also encountered along the plants and people of the Sonoran Desert Trail. European starling. Listen for a burst of chatter and look for a sleek, short-tailed blackbird with a bright yellow beak. In winter, European starlings are speckled with white spots, but as the season shifts to spring, their feathers turn glossy black with a subtle green and purple sheen. Originally released in New York's Central Park in the 1890s, they've since spread across North America, even into desert habitats. Here, they compete with woodpeckers for nesting cavities in saguaros, sparking some surprisingly fierce encounters. You might see them atop the large cardones by Webster Center. House finch. The house finch is now one of North America's most common birds, though it is native to the dry Southwest. Females and young birds blend in with soft gray-brown feathers, but males stand out with a warm red glow on their head and chest, the color shaped by their diet. Mostly seed eaters, they also catch insects in spring to feed their young. Their flexibility has helped them thrive in a wide range of environments. Verdon. You may notice a tiny, energetic bird with a yellow face or hear a rapid chipping sound in the green Palo Verde trees. It's a verdon. Always on the go, they dart from branch to branch, sometimes even hanging upside down while hunting insects. You will see its nest tucked into shrubs and trees, looking much like a softball with an opening on one side. If busy were a bird, it would be the verdon. Cactus wren. And don't forget Arizona's state bird, the cactus wren. With its bold white eyebrow stripe and perky tail, these brown speckled birds are hard to miss. Cactus wrens build football-shaped nests with a hole in the side, tucked safely among spiny Cholla cactus. You'll know one is nearby if you hear a buzz call or a scratchy scolding song like a car that won't start. True desert dwellers, Cactus wren can survive without drinking water.